Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Deuteronomy chapter 31 verses 7 to 8. And Moses was giving instructions to Joshua as how to lead the people of God into the land of Canaan. And that's where he got these instructions. And he said, "The Lord is the one who goes ahead of you. He will be with you. He will not fail you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed." My dear brothers and sisters, when God tells you to go, remind yourself of every detail of your future is already known to Him. Centuries ago, when a map maker ran out of the known world, before he ran out of parchment, he would frequently draw a dragon at the edge of the scroll. This was intended as a sign to explorers that they were entering unknown territory at their own risk. Many, however, did not regard the dragon as a map maker's warning sign, but instead as a prophecy. They foresaw disaster beyond the known worlds they traversed, and their fear kept them from pushing on to discover new lands and peoples. Other more adventuresome travelers, however, saw the dragon as a sign of opportunity and a doorway to new worlds worth exploring. Each of us, my dear brothers and sisters, has a mental map that contains the information we use to guide us as we begin each day. Right? And like the maps of long ago, our mental maps have edges to them. And sometimes those edges seem to be marked by dragons of fears. We fear failing or being rejected. We fear being ridiculed, or that we won't have enough, or that we will lose what we have. These are some of the fears that can be common fears that man faces. If that's how you feel today, read these words spoken by God to His people when they stood on the threshold of the promised land without knowing what awaited them when they went into it, right? And the scripture says, "The Lord, He is the one who goes before you." So, my dear brothers and sisters, today, write down your goal, map out a strategy, and set a deadline. Then commit it to God, believing that He has gone before you to prepare the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Today we take and confront our fears head on, and we destroy them from our minds, from our psyches, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come against every power of the devil that worketh against us in setting our goals and achieving our, Father God, Lord, destinies, and in achieving what God has in store for our lives. Lord, in accomplishing all that you have planned for us, or we have planned for ourselves, in guidance of your Holy Spirit, I pray, Lord, we rebuke every manner of evil in the name of Jesus. Every fear, I rebuke it, I destroy it, I cancel it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, today as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, O Father. Be with them. Uphold them with your righteous hand. And Lord, I pray you will flourish and prosper them. Keep them from the enemy. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with their health conditions. Lord God Almighty, even today, I send forth your word of healing to flow into their bodies. Lord, your healing to flow in their mind. Lord, as their soul prospers, so shall their body will prosper. And therefore I pray, Lord, that there'll be no fear of any sickness, no fear of any evil that will grip their mind, that they'll overcome every situation and circumstances by the power of your blood and by the power of your word in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I release your anointing of healing to flow into their bodies. I thank you. We praise you. We bless you. We give you the glory. And we give you all honor and dominion because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.